Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings, I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for joining me. Today we're discussing love, my favorite topic. I recently read an article that started with a sentence that reads, "Love is pure, love is painful, love is sweet, love is dreadful, true love is overwhelming." Right there, I thought, wait just a minute, stop the presses, what is this? Immediately, my body perked up when I read the words painful, dreadful, and overwhelming being associated with the word love. It was a direct contradiction to what I had learned. I've always read a different definition of love. I've read it in the Bible. I've read it on postcards, greeting cards. I've read it on different items in craft stores. The explanation that I know goes a little something like this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. I just love that definition. I feel like if we kept that in front of us daily, that is our guide. That is how we operate in happiness. That's how we choose what is always best for us. If we keep that definition of love in front of us, it will serve us in our personal life and it will serve us in our professional life. In my mind, how can something that is patient and kind be painful and dreadful, like that article suggested? And that's what I want to get to today, because I think when we don't have a clear definition of love, we don't always choose the best for ourselves, because we're not operating in this lane of knowing what real love is and what true love is. When I was 18 years old, I experienced my first heartbreak. I remember I was laid out on the sofa. It was the summer before I was to go to college. And my mother had cooked breakfast and she said, "Kim, are you going to come and eat breakfast?" I said, "No, not today." And she looked at me and said, "When did you start passing up breakfast?" You know, I said, I just don't feel like it. So she kind of let me lay there a little bit and mope. And a few hours went by and it was time for dinner. I'm still there. And so she finally walked past me and said, "Kim, what's going on with you?" I said, "Nothing." She said, "Oh, okay." But she knew something was going on with me. So she came back into the living room and she sat down on the love seat across from me and crossed her legs and started with, "Mm-hmm." Now, my mother, anytime she starts a sentence or her conversation with, "Mm-hmm," that means like, okay, she knows something, she wants to share something, and my usual response or reaction is, "What is it? Give it up. What do you have? What do you want to say?" But this time, that particular time, I didn't even bite. I just kind of lay there, just flat on my back. And so my mother said again, she asked me again, "What's going on with you? Are you supposed to be in love or something?" And I said, "My heart hurts." She said, "Your heart hurts." And I told her, I said, "Well, I just don't understand. I'm confused. Everything was good between us 2 weeks ago and even last week. And he just started acting all weird." You know, and my definition of weird was not calling back consistently and being the person that I had known him to be. And she said, "Well, let me just stop you right there, because you said you're confused and you don't know why." And she said, "Well, first of all, this is not love. that you're feeling, because love would not have you laid out like that on your back. Now, you said confused. Now, it seems like to me you're probably lying there in confusion. You're probably lying there in disappointment, but you're not lying there in love, because love would not do this to you. It would not have you laid out on your back. And something about the way she phrased all of that made me stop and think. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. Wait just a second here. Yes, I was the one that put the word confusion out there. And the more I thought about it, I was like, okay, I think she's onto something here. But that day was very pivotal for me moving forward in early adulthood when it came to the way I handled relationships and the way I responded to people not being able to be or give me what I needed and what I wanted. Because as soon as I was able to frame that heartbreak in my head, like, okay, this is confusion, this is disappointment, because I think part of in somewhere in the back of my brain, but I did not have the language at the time, I was not saying that. I think somewhere in my mind I thought love was disappointing me. It was confusing for me that all that time I had learned about love being this great thing, but why was it painful? Why was it hurting me? And that was the thing that was kind of like just doing a dance in my head. But that was not, love was not doing any of those things to me. That was not love. That was that person's actions. Love comes in many forms. Sometimes love is just sitting down listening. And before we can even really, in my opinion, before we can really hang out in this lane of saying, I want to love somebody with my whole heart, we have to do that for ourselves first. And part of that is having a very clear definition of what that is and being patient. Starting out with love is patient. When I think about self-love and I think about the word patient, I can't be quick to give my love, share my love with just anybody. My job is to be patient with myself first, be patient with love, and know that it will come and it will arrive. If I'm not patient and I just allow the first thing that knocks on my door to come in, that's not being patient, that's being desperate. Because when you haven't had an opportunity to get to know somebody, to understand them, you cannot love what you do not understand. And if this person comes into your life and they are not consistent in their actions of calling you, spending time with you, having their actions reflect that they think you are special and they treat their space and their time with you as special, that's not love. Because somebody who doesn't call you consistently, spend time with you, communicates with you in a kind manner, when you have to consistently tell somebody to do that, that's forcing somebody to be something that they're not. Because when somebody is naturally kind and they want to show you that you're special, you don't have to force that. Now, I do believe, you know, we go into relationships and we have our own character flaws and our own areas that we need to work on. And we may provide feedback to that person on being a better human being, and that person may provide feedback to us. But when it gets down to somebody being emotionally distant and we're saying, you know what, it's just complicated. I love him. I know he loves me. She loves me. I know. You know, it's just that sometimes they just get into these moves and they don't call, or sometimes they just speak to me harshly because they've had a bad day. No, what's complicated is your definition of love. Love isn't complicated. What has gotten confused in your head is how you frame love. What's, when somebody is emotionally distant, that's not love being complicated. What that is, that's the person performing actions to give off the message of, I am being distant, I do not want to connect. But that's not love doing that. When that is painful to you, love is not painful. That person's actions and the message that it sends to you is painful. But it's not love. Love would not do that to you. That's not love. Love is very simple. You don't have to force it. You don't have to stretch it. It just is. It feels wonderful. And love comes in many forms. Sometimes love, it looks like this. When you want to bring an issue before your spouse, you want to confront them about something, and when they walk through the door and you see that they have had a very hard day and they are emotionally drained and upset, sometimes love is delaying confronting your spouse about the issue and just being a listening ear to them to see what made their day so difficult. Notice that I used the word delay, because you do, whatever is bothering you, you do want to bring it up. You don't want to deny your feelings or suppress your feelings. That's not love. That's not self-love for you. So your love in that moment looks like you delaying discussing your feelings just so you can hear theirs. And that's just a form of love. And then when the atmosphere is more calm and it's more inviting, then you are able to share your feelings so it can be received in the way that you want to give it. That's love. Love is not being sarcastic when somebody is trying to have a honest conversation with you, and every time they put something on the table, your response or rebuttal is sarcastic. That's not love. Love is, sometimes it's just holding the person's hand and saying, you know, I'm here. Love is sometimes it just comes in the stroke of a person's stroking a person's neck or rubbing their head to say, I see you. You matter to me. I want you to know that I'm here. It comes in so many different forms. Now, when somebody is being mean, and I hear somebody say, well, that's just the way they are. They're in one of their moods today. If that's how that person is, well, then I have to throw the question back to you to say, well, how are you? If that person has a natural tendency to be mean, sarcastic, uncaring, and you're saying that's their way, is it your way to accept that? Is it your way to say, well, I don't think I can do any better, so I'll just wait till this blow over? If that's the way they are, well, let's look at who you are, because it's really, at that point, it becomes about you. It's not about what they're doing. It becomes what you're accepting. Love is not complicated. And I lean on the definition in the beginning of this podcast. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. Let's just hang out with envy and boast. And when I talk about love, I'm talking about the love with our friends and associates. When you are in the company of somebody and you can feel that there is envy or jealousy in the air, they're continuing to boast. And if it becomes your decision to share with the person that, you know, when I hear you say such and such, it almost feels like envy or boasting. I bring that to your attention, and I say that with love just so we can operate in this space as better human beings. This is how it makes me feel. See, I know. We're not always ready to do that, though, because, see, that's too real. Sometimes when it comes to telling the truth, people say all the time, tell me the truth. I want the truth. But when it really comes down to saying something like that, the person on the other end, they don't want to hear it. They become offended. But I think, and this is where we do a self-check. This is where we do a self-evaluation to say, how emotionally mature am I? If somebody is giving me feedback, is my first response is to just cut them off and defend who I am, or just to listen? And I think emotional maturity comes along with listening and saying, okay, I can see that being true about me, or I'm willing to make an adjustment. Or you also get to say, thank you for sharing that with me. That's not how I perceive myself, or that's how I protect myself when I respond this way. I didn't know when I was sharing what I didn't like about what you did, or if all those things came off as me appearing envious or jealous, forgive me. That's a tool that you get to use, because you're saying to them, I love you enough to make this right. And that's what love is. It's not easily angered. So when somebody is sharing feedback with you and your immediate response is to get angry, then you have to know in that moment, love is not sitting inside of your belly, because what goes in is what comes out. What's sitting there is anger, what you are reacting with. Again, love is not complicated. It serves as our guide. It serves as our tool. Even when your supervisor provides feedback to you, you get to take that information and say, become a better human being. Whether you agree with it or not, you still have information. You still have insight into how somebody perceives what you're doing, how they feel about your doing, how they feel about your performance. Whether you agree with it or not, it provides you with information to do better, to be better, or even to say, you know what? This environment is no longer for me. I have received what I came to receive on this journey. It still provides information. And that's love. That's you loving yourself on a higher level. Love is not complicated. It's not complicated. Well, that's our time. Thank you for joining me today. If you have a story to tell, or you want me to respond to a specific issue, go to my website, kwspeaks.com, and in that upper right-hand corner where you see the tabs, that last button is Contact Kim Wilson. Click it and send me a message. If you have a heartbeat, let today be your best day. It's never too late to be your best. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com.